Warning. This show features explicit adult content. Action, violence, and sexual situations. Listener discretion is advised. Yuki, Space Assassin. Episode 2, Roadside.
Alarm, enemy fire. Take evasive action.
No shit, sweetheart. I noticed. Log entry 0141, Pirate Space. So there I was. Thought I could saunter into pirate waters and catch myself a big old fish. Gizzo Merrick, wanted terrorist leader of the Meraki Federation. A lot of hunters were onto him, but me? I intended to be the one that got him. I flew in close, waited for the fighting to die down, and as he slept, I planted a bomb right on his cabin window. Why stop at kicking the hornet's nest when you can drive your boot clear through it? Of course, now I've got three of his boys on my tail, out for a little revenge. Can't say I blame them, but... Oh, fuck. Hey, Dancer. You ever hear the story of Icarus?
Warning. Solar radiation will weaken shielding by 87%.
Uh-huh. But they need their shields more. Little lesson I learned under Killmaster Ziltan. Know your enemy. Know their minds. Know their bodies. Know even their spacecraft better than they know it themselves.
Assessment accurate. Our hull is 39% more resilient under fire than theirs. However, they still outnumber us. There is a 71% chance of failure.
Don't tell me the odds! Come on. Just a little bit closer. That's it, baby. Come and get this tail.
Alert! Shield integrity at 15.
Just tell me when theirs are down.
Affirmative. All enemy shields at less than 10%.
Warm up cannons. Suck on this, motherfuckers.
All enemy ships destroyed.
Finally.
Calculations complete. Course charted for Asteroid City, Sierra Zulu 69.
You know me so well. Do it.
Hello.
What was that?
Analyzing. Super light jump cannot be completed at this time. Chain reactions in the power couplings caused Pinky mission to fail. Super light core is non-functional.
God damn it! I knew those power couplings were too cheap. Two-faced, Graxian-humping junk dealer rips me off. Ah, fuck. Log entry 0142. Pirate Space. Normally I'd have a replacement superlight core lying around, but this was the replacement. I skipped out on getting another one during the last cycle because, hey, new core, what could go wrong? Well, this... Flew too close to the sun, tore up my wings. It's been about 6 weeks. In more civilized space, cryosleep and a distress beacon would be my natural move, but out here I'd rather not get caught napping like a sexy popsicle and wake up in a slave market on Katabasa. So I opted to ration my meals and scan for passing ships. Air and water aren't no thing, but protein... Well, I'm losing muscle mass every day. I try to keep this body lean and strong, but at the moment, I couldn't win an arm wrestling contest with a geriatric Rexian.
Spacecraft detected. Analyzing. Yuki, wake up.
I'm awake. Give me what you've got.
Haladin class freighter. Name? The Nock. Affiliation? Freelance. Registered to Amon Rising Esquire.
Aces.
Registration number 338.
Drop us out of cloaking. And, send them the distress call. Hey there, handsome. If you can hear this, my power coupling's overloaded and I'm stranded. If you've got a tractor beam or some spare power couplings, lend a girl a hand, will ya? I'll make it worth your while. Coordinates have been sent over, so give me a holler.
The NOC is requesting permission to dock.
Permission granted. Ugh, about time someone showed up.
Yuki, this ship has been designated missing by the Freelance Registry Board.
Oh, give me a break, Dancer. You have no idea what living on 6 potato chips a day is... like. Looking out one of the side windows, the ship docking is a lot filthier than the photos suggest. A big gray lump exuding smog and barely held together modifications. Gang signs sprayed across its wings, and a busty Narn girl drawn on its bow. A pirate ship. Talk about getting catfished.
Docking tube engaged.
Keep that blast door shut, Dancer. I can see their shapes approaching behind the blast door windows. Big, green, pig-like creatures on two legs, known for their smell and poor bedside manners. I've heard the rumors in basic training. Genetic abominations. They've eliminated their female genome centuries ago, opting to modify their sperm to be the most virile there is. They can impregnate anything, and it will come out 100% poglet. As a side effect, they've also got the highest libido of any documented creature in the verse. And they've modified their own strength and metabolism, so each one's hung and strong like a bear. But that's probably just rumors. Federation propaganda. Right? Press the button to talk, handsome.
This is Captain Log of the NOC. We heard you could use a hand. As you can see, we have the tool you need to get you out of this mess. We're also willing to replenish your lost rations.
Sounds good. Just leave it in the box and I'll pay you back for it.
See. We're not interested in credits.
Fuck. Not a problem. If Alliance credits won't do, I've got some poggy bolts. Some precious metals you can hawk at the nearest port. I'm sure you-
How about you show us your titties?
You're probably thinking of ways to get out of this. Trust me, Peanut. I've been through them all, weighed the pros and cons, and I've arrived here way ahead of you. All these creatures do is raid vessels and breed out all the females they find. To give them chase or fight them off only gets their blood going, flowing all the way to their cocks. I let out a groan, looking down on my suit as I hesitantly reach for my zipper, resting below my cleavage. Dragging it down, clasp by excruciating clasp, all the way down, exposing more skin, underboob, and, finally, my belly.
Come on, girl, take it all!
Show us some titties!
Then I peel back the leather. At least these fellas are in for a treat.
God damn!
Fuck yeah!
You like that, boys?
Push them against the glass.
Ugh. I know where this is going, and I don't know about you, but I'd rather not go through all this song and dance.
Fucking gorgeous.
I just want to suckle them.
There you go. Get a nice look. You happy now? Okay, just put the part through the... Oh, shit! Shit! I need to push the speaker!
Nice going, you dumb fucking bimbo.
She hasn't eaten in days. She's weak as a kitten.
Like I said, we'll give you the tool you need. We'll be sharing all our tools with you. My ship now, baby.
Well, fuck me.
I plan to. We all do.